Hi, this is Olivia Doyle, and I'm joined by my colleague, Annie Peak. We're International Student Advisors at Swinburne University, where we provide assistance to international students. We've developed a support program for international students considering working in the food delivery industry, and also for those already working in the industry. The program is designed to help international students with road use, personal safety, workplace rights and responsibilities, and maintaining a work-life-study balance. Food delivery work is a relatively new type of employment, and there are some challenges in terms of getting involved in the industry. So, our aim is to ensure that students involved in this work stay safe and comply with the law. We've developed four podcasts as an introduction to a full training program. The full food delivery training program is designed to be run by international student support staff at education providers across Victoria, either as a webinar or workshop, and will be available to education providers by Study Melbourne or Swinburne in December 2020. Today's podcast focuses on road use. We're joined by Utkarsh, a recent Swinburne University Master of Construction Management graduate who's been doing food delivery work alongside other part-time jobs since he arrived in Australia 2 years ago. Utkarsh is going to share with you some of his food delivery experiences and, along with Annie, give you some tips for keeping safe as well as letting you know about important laws and support services available to you. Over to you, Annie.
Thanks so much, Olivia, and thank you for that wonderful intro. So I will be running you through module one today, you as a road user. So in the early stages of this program, we conducted a survey of around about 100 delivery workers, and road use and road rules was certainly the standout area that the overwhelming majority of participants identified that they wanted more information around and support with. So that is what we'll be covering in this section, basically the various road rules, a little bit about traffic infringements and fines, the changes to licensing requirements, and what to do in case of an accident. So I'm just going to throw to you, Utkarsh. So can you tell me a little bit about your experiences with food delivery work and the Victorian road rules?
Sure. Thanks for that, Annie. Hi, I'm Utkarsh and I'm from India. When I first arrived in Australia, I was trying to find a job, and so I started doing the Uber Eats. So basically, I didn't read the rule book before I started doing the delivery work. So I myself was a bit confused with the road rules. This one time, I'll give you an example. One time I was driving with my bicycle and I didn't understand the turns that we had to take. So in that confusion, I ended up on the wrong side of the road, and the person who was driving a four-wheel car right in front of me stopped it and pointed out to me that I'm on the wrong side of the road. And these scenarios can happen with anyone. That's why it's important that we stay up to date with the road rules. I've done the delivery work on the bicycle and the car, but for the bicycles, I would really encourage for students to wear helmet and checking their lights as well, such as front and tail lights, and making sure that they choose their jobs within 6 to 7 kilometer vicinity. For cars, I would say just be aware of the roads and make sure that you have your seatbelts on. That's the number one priority.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much, Utkarsh. So, I think it's good to kind of ask ourselves, you know, why is road safety and why was covering this area so important? So the area of road rules we feel was so important to cover, well, for obvious reasons. This is, of course, a big part of the role for delivery drivers and riders. It's very important for them to have the knowledge of Victorian road rules for their own safety and to be safe, you know, when they're out on the road. But in addition to that, international students can be a group of people that are vulnerable to road accidents and injuries, as they may be relatively new to Australia. So the road rules and conditions are likely to be different compared to in their own home country, and English, you know, also may be their second language. So being familiar with the road rules is likely to make the role easier for the students as well. So road safety has been an area of particular focus for Victoria's road safety peak body, such as TAC, the Traffic Accident Commission, and Vic Roads. And road rules have certainly come a long way. There was a big push in the 1970s for road safety campaigning because there was actually a really high number of road accidents and fatalities around that time. So, Utkarsh, what kinds of road rules would you say are the most confusing, or do you think students might need the most knowledge or clarification about?
Right. So the most confusing things for me were such as when we should go ahead of trams and buses.
Yeah.
This can be confusing. Yeah. So knowing to what to do when you are sharing roads with trams and buses, it's important to know that we need to stop and be behind them and allow them to pass.
Yeah.
And basically be aware of when the trams and buses are halting. Second thing was giving way to the right side of the road. So making so this was really important to know. So it's kind of you need to know when the right person is going ahead, and giving way is something that happens very often on the roads. And so it's really important to know this rule. So the most challenging one was the hook turns. This is relevant in city when you come, when you're about in the intersection and you need to take a hook turn. That can be really confusing.
Yeah.
And you need to know how to do that properly, so not to congest the traffic. And then the speed limits. This is another one that can be confusing because the interchanging speeds and also the how the speed signs can change, and you need to be aware of it. And when you're traveling through a school zone where the speed decreases during certain times, so be aware of all the speed limits.
Definitely. Just when you said hook turns, yeah, it just takes me back to when I was learning to drive. Yeah, hook turns is definitely one that can be confusing. So this training program, and thank you so much, Utkarsh, for that. So this training program will aim to give you important tips around the road rules to be aware of, and to where to find information and guidance about the Victorian road laws. So we certainly feel that some important road rules to be aware of, as Utkarsh is mentioning around speed, really, really important. The use of seat belts, driving in terms of alcohol and drugs, and or driving under the influence of drugs, and also the associated fines, because these are really, I mean, you know, all of the road laws are very important, but these are some areas that we just wanted to highlight. And, you know, to be honest, international students, you know, we think they have enough to worry about as it is. You know, they have all sorts of things going on in their lives, including their studies and all sorts of other things. So we don't want them to be, you know, running into trouble, you know, getting into situations like an accident or being issued with a hefty fine or a traffic infringement because they perhaps didn't realise that they might have been doing the wrong thing. For example, I'll just give you one example, could be a fine for interacting with your phone or digital device while driving. I believe it's just shy of $500, which is an awful lot of money. Also, people on their learner permit or probationary license 1 or 2, they're also not allowed to use their phone or digital device at all. You know, so that's even something that I wasn't aware of until we started this program. So another thing to note about fines is that they usually involve demerit points, which accrue on your license and can result in losing your license or your license being suspended. So, you know, in short, these are really important things to be aware of, and that, you know, really at the end of the day, road rules apply to everybody, you know, whether you're in a car, you're on a motorbike, you're on a bicycle, or, you know, you're even a pedestrian. They apply to everybody. Utkarsh, do you have any experience with these fines or fines in general? And what advice would you have for students when learning the road rules?
Yeah, this is kind of the terrible part about driving is with the speed fine. And this one time what happened, I was driving in a 60-kilometer zone, and I actually didn't realize that I was over-speeding the speed limit. And it cost me a fine of $269 a demerit point off my license. And that $269 cost my 20 hours of doing Uber Eats work to pay off that fine. So yeah. I was like, oh my God, the pay just goes away. It came in, it went. So it's really important to be aware of the consequences. And I really encourage students to keep checking the most up-to-date information about fines, road rules, and look at other sources such as other VIC roads as well as TAC to be aware of it.
Yeah, for sure. No, really good advice there. That kind of brings us to our next point. So another thing that we wanted to highlight is that it's really important for international students to be aware of the fairly recent changes to the licensing requirements in Victoria. So international licenses are now only valid for 6 months. Then you must either convert if you are from a recognised country, such as the UK, the United Kingdom, or if not, you would need to arrange to get a Victorian licence by sitting the relevant tests. So, Ukash, I'm interested to know, have you been through this process? And, you know, if so, have there been any disruptions because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes. So basically, I'm from India. So I had my Indian international license. So I needed to get converted to the Victorian license. And that consists of giving me certain tests, such as the computer driver's test and the hazard perception test, and then the final driving test. So yes, I did give my test for a Victorian license. However, the next part was disrupted by the COVID-19. And I understand that everyone was on international driver's license. They need to get arranged the Victorian driver's license after 6 months.
Yeah.
But because of the COVID-19, the rules change. I'm sure the Victorian, the VIC roads will provide better rules about it. So yes, I would recommend students to check with the VIC roads for latest advice and information about the driver's license.
Yep, definitely, definitely. Thank you, Ukash. So on to our next point, what to do in case of an accident. So we just want to go through what you need to know in case of an accident and what to do if this happens. Of course, hopefully, you know, it does not happen to you, but unfortunately, we have had students in the past who have been involved in accidents. So in terms of what you need to know, you must stop, you must give help if somebody is injured, you must exchange your details if somebody is injured or there is damage to property and the owner is not there, then you must report it to the nearest police station. So, Ukash, have you had an experience with a car accident, and do you have anything to add?
Yes, Annie. Unfortunately, I did have a terrible accident before, and it's not a good experience for me. And I've also had some friends that had these kind of accidents, and they had to pay money for the insurance and for the relevant investigation.
Yeah.
For my accident, I had to pay $745 in excess.
Wow.
So, yes, so after this experience, I would say it's important to know what to do in that situation. I am hoping that it never happens with anyone, but unfortunately, it can happen. You never know what can happen. So, yes, the most important part is you need to put your vehicle aside from the main traffic, and you need to exchange your details with the other driver.
Yeah, really good points. And thank you so much for sharing that, Ukash. And just, you know, another point that comes to mind is if the driver is under the age of 25, the excess that Ukash was talking about, which is the fee that you need to pay to the car insurance company when you make a claim. So the excess can go up significantly, you know, can go up to a couple of thousand dollars. So, yeah, really good things to be aware of there. So that wraps it up for module one. I would just like to again reiterate that it's really important for the listener to refer back to the VicRoads website and TAC for the most up-to-date advice and information.
Thanks, Annie and Utkarsh, for these insights into the road safety module, which is part of the full food delivery work training program available for all international students. Ask your education provider's international student support team about participating in the full program. A reminder that there are three other short podcasts that you can listen to that will give you some tips on workplace rights and responsibilities, personal safety, along with how to maintain balance in your busy lives. The training program has been funded by the Victorian State Government under the 2019 International Student Welfare Grants Program, administered by Study Melbourne. The program has been developed by a consortium of partners, all with a mutual interest in international student wellbeing. They are Fit to Drive Foundation, which runs pre-licensed safety programs for young people, JobWatch, an employment rights legal service, D-Accord Occupational Assistance Services, and the International Student Advisory and Support Team at Swinburne University of Technology. Thank you for listening.